Please allow me to introduce our next speaker, Ken Cameron, who joins us as the Forum Rapporteur once again this year. And the role of the Rapporteur is to attend sessions and networking events, interact with speakers and delegates, and summarize the topics we cover and the discussion that arise over the course of the forum. On Friday, Ken will provide us with some takeaway insights and observations we can share with our councils and boards back home. For those of you who don't already know Ken, he is a former city planner for New Westminster and manager of policy and planning for Metro Vancouver. He was involved in the adoption of the Livable Region Strategic Plan, Transport 2021, and the creation of TransLink. Ooh, TransLink, I don't know. I'm sorry, I just had to do that. Between 2004 and 2009, Ken was the CEO of the Homeowners Protection Office. He is an adjunct professor of urban studies at SFU and of community and regional planning at UBC with Mike Harcourt and the late Sean Rossiter. He published City Making in Paradise, Nine Decisions That Saved Vancouver in 2007. Please join me in welcoming Ken.
Well, thanks, Rona. Yeah, I should amend that biography, I think, and take the part about TransLink out. It is a sad story. Thank you for having me again as your rapporteur. I always enjoy my role that I play at this forum. And I think already today we have had an illustration of what kind of amazing times we live in with Bev's story about having been issued a service revolver in a purse. I just can't believe that that happened during my lifetime, during my adult lifetime. And I think it shows how far we've come in human respect and in the development of human potential in our people and our province. So I think we can have a chance to reflect on how far we've come recently in issues such as leadership and followership. And I guess the other impression I had from today was as Eric finished his song and wished us well, he waved goodbye to us with his smartphone in his hand. And I thought that also kind of summarizes, you know, where we are. We are at this amazing period of time when we're reuniting with the ancient peoples of our province, and at the same time we're communicating in ways that even people would not have dreamed of even 5 or 10 years ago. So bringing human beings together is a really important theme of what's going on in our society, and you people are very central to that. I've been a passionate believer in local government all of my life. In the early 1970s, I was working on the Robarts Royal Commission on Metropolitan Toronto, and I came across a quotation from Alexis de Tocqueville, who was an 18th century French commentator who came to America to find out what democracy in America was all about. And he wrote, "Municipal institutions constitute the strength of free nations." And I think that that certainly turned my understanding of government on its head. I had always thought of government, the more important part of government being done by nations and provinces and so on. And it made me realize, and over the period of time since then, how much and how important local government is as the bedrock of our democracy that we enjoy in Canada. And we can have amazing things go on, as we have had recently in Canada and are seeing now in the United States, and yet still at that basic level of providing people with good government, with leadership, with articulation of the things that communities need, and the ability to pursue them, we have that going on every Monday night, in most cases, in your council chambers. And you are a very important part of that. And I have always found local council meetings fascinating. And my friends cannot understand that, but that's where I am. So I'm a local government junkie, I guess. I think we're at a critical moment in human history. I think we face some really important threats to our continued existence as a species, along with the other innocent plants and animals whose existence we threaten. This isn't about saving the planet. The planet will be here long after we're gone if we mess it up, if we fail to realize that Mother Nature will have the last laugh. It's about the ability of protecting the ability of the Earth to support life, including us. So this means that we have to find successful responses the whole range of global threats, including security, climate change, sea level rise, population growth, loss of species diversity, food security, energy, the list could go on and on. And all of these depend on enlightened action at the local level where you people are. Fortunately, our local governments in Canada have risen to this challenge, and I would say that local government has led the way in Canada in helping our society take a responsible approach to our future. And certainly the UBCM and the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, but I think particularly the UBCM, has always been a creative and constructive partner in helping other levels of government and our communities face those very daunting challenges, which many people would say are global problems and not realize that they have a local dimension. So this is a good thing, because if we can't do this, if we can't deal with these things in Canada with all the wealth and the knowledge that we have, then what hope is there that other local places can take the necessary action? I've always been impressed by the British Admiralty's instruction to its ship commanders during the Napoleonic Wars. And they said to their captains, think in oceans and sink on sight. And that, in other words, that means always working with the big picture, always having the big picture in mind, but take bold action if you see an immediate opportunity to advance the cause. And I think local government in this province has done that time and time again over the last 50 years or so. So navies, including British navies, need ships to do their jobs, and so do we. Our ships are leadership and its trusty frigates, followership, partnership, and mentorship. The program laid out before you will allow you to explore the meaning of those terms, and equally important, to impart and share with others your experience and understanding. For you were leaders before you were elected, or you wouldn't have been entrusted with power by the voters. Now, my role is not to do your work for you. You'll get the maximum benefit by participating fully in sessions that are designed in a practical way to help you do better. And I hope you will lose yourself in some sessions if you find them really interesting, because that's where true learning happens. What I can provide at the end is an overview of our summit in a form that you may find helpful in putting the experience in context and communicating the results not only to your colleagues, but to your family and your friends when you get home. So I'm going to be an interested observer, absorbing all the messages expressed and implied by you as the participants. So think of me as the Forrest Gump of this forum. On the last day, I will sum up what I've learned from you and your colleagues in a very special treat, a non-PowerPoint presentation. My written notes will be available from me by email immediately after I've finished my remarks, and they'll be posted on the forum website. So you'll have a chance to have a written record that you can refer to and agree with or disagree with as to what my take was from what we'll have been going through in the next few days. So in the meantime, if you see me circulating through the meetings and the networking sessions, don't hesitate to take a moment to introduce yourself and share your perspective on the issues that we're discussing. That's very important. So I look forward to working with you in the next few days and to getting to know many of you better than I do now. Thanks very much. Oh, and goodbye.